بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حضرت والا عارف بالله رومی وقت شیخ العرب والعجم شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرکزہ کا کلام دیار مدینہ نظر ڈھونڈتی ہے دیار مدینہ ہے دل اور جاں بے قرار مدینہ. نظر ڈھونڈتی ہے دیار مدینہ ہے دل اور جاں بے قرار مدینہ. وہ دیکھو حد پر شجاعت کا منظر شہیدوں کے خون شہادت کا منظر. وہ دیکھو حد پر شجاعت کا منظر شہیدوں کے خون شہادت کا منظر. وہ ہے سامنے سبز گنبد کا منظر اسی میں تو آرام فرما ہے سرور. وہ ہے سامنے سبز گنبد کا منظر اسی میں تو آرام فرما ہے سرور. نظر ڈھونڈتی ہے دیار مدینہ ہے دل اور جاں بے قرار مدینہ. ابو بکر و فاروق عثمان و حیدر ابو بکر و فاروق عثمان و حیدر یہی تھے یہ پروانہ شمع انور. یہی سے تو اسلام پھیلا جہاں میں یہی سے تو اسلام پھیلا جہاں میں. مدینے کا شہرا ہے ہفت آسماں میں مدینے کا شہرا ہے ہفت آسماں میں. نظر ڈھونڈتی ہے دیار مدینہ ہے دل اور جاں بے قرار مدینہ. نشان نبی ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نشان نبی ہے یہ مسجد قبا کی. نشان نبی ہے یہ مسجد قبا کی ہے قندیل طیبہ نبی کی ضیا کی. نشان نبی ہے یہ مسجد قبا کی ہے قندیل طیبہ نبی کی ضیا کی. مدینے کے دیوار و در دیکھتے ہیں مدینے کے دیوار و در دیکھتے ہیں. عجب حال قلب و جگر دیکھتے ہیں عجب حال قلب و جگر دیکھتے ہیں. یہ مسکن ہے شاہ مدینہ کا اختر یہ مسکن ہے شاہ مدینہ کا اختر فلک وہ سدن ہے یہاں کی زمین پر، فلک وہ سدن ہے یہاں کی زمین پر، نظر ڈھونڈتی ہے دیار مدینہ، ہے دل اور جان بے قرار مدینہ، وہ ہے سامنے سبز گنبد کا منظر، اسی میں تو آرام فرما ہے سرور، نظر ڈھونڈتی ہے دیار مدینہ، ہے دل اور جان بے قرار مدینہ، ہے دل اور جان بے قرار مدینہ.
الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. ديار مدينة، the city of Medina. And at this time how the people are coming from around the world. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala take us all also over and over. We know now they are putting up the fees and that, but as somebody rightly said, we did not appreciate it, now therefore Allah is putting the barriers. That's always, especially with all the wrong things. Then also somebody said that those whose umrah is written, hajj is written, no, nothing will stop them. Allah will make the means. Also before the Masjid al-Nabawi, Haram Sharif, we should stay right next to the Masjid. It was just, you hear Takbir, you could make it for Takbir-e-Ula. But when we did not appreciate this, now Allah Ta'ala has put us further and further away. And also, that we like in this poem, that in our mind we are seeing that Medina of the time of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The houses of Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Umar, Usman, Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. Now we have to live in all the posh hotels. That a person who doesn't live like that normally, but they used to go and stay in all Western style hotels. Western style toilets, everything Western style, the eating in the restaurants. Right, we are in Medina Sharif, where we have to be doing everything according to Sunnah. But unfortunately, this is all, we should take it our own gunas, that we did not appreciate. And now it's a wake-up call. If we will appreciate and make the qadr of the place, Allah will still take us, and Allah will make it easy also. It won't be difficult, Allah will make it easy. So, diyare Medina, the city of Medina. Nazar dhundti hai diyare Medina. My eyes are looking for the city of Medina. That when will my eyes fall on the city of Medina? Hey, dil o jaan, beqarare Medina. My heart and soul is restless to find Medina Sharif. May Allah make that our condition from inside also. Wo dekho Uhud par shujaat ka manzar. Look there at the mountain of Uhud, the scene of the great bravery of the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala. One Sahabi says, I'm getting the fragrance of Jannat from Uhud. And he goes and throws himself right into the battle and he becomes shaheed. May Allah give us that. Today, small excuses keep us away from everything. May Allah give us the true jazba. Shaheedo ke khoon e shahadat ka manzar. And it is a scene of the blood of the shuhada. How they gave the blood for the sake of Islam. Today we can't give a few minutes also. Today we can't sacrifice our little comforts, small comforts also for the sake of Islam. وہ ہے سامنے سبز گنبد کا منظر. Now suddenly you see the beautiful green dome of نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم's tomb قبر. اسی میں تو آرام فرما ہے سرور. It is, isn't it? It is the place where the delight of our eyes is resting. after making so much of effort, what great sacrifices, and brought Islam to the world and spread Islam to the four corners of the world. Today, the barakat of Medina Sharif, the barakat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, yeah, we are sitting in comfort. No problem, soft carpet and everything, very, very comfortable. May Allah let us make qadr of all these ni'mats of His. Otherwise, all laws are made. Not that they are made by the people and that, but when we don't appreciate, then things are made tough for us. We don't realize it, then all these difficult conditions come. Abu Bakr, Farooq, Uthman, Haydar, yahi the. Ye parwana shamae anwar, the four khulafa radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, isn't it? These were like the moths of the light of nabuwat, like a moth gives its light on the on a globe, flies around and dies and gives its life there. Like that, these were those people and all the sahaba, how they gave their lives for the sake of Islam. Yahi se to Islam phaila jahan mein. It is from here that Allah chose Medina Sharif that Islam must spread in the world. Medina ka shohra hai haft aasman mein. The fame of Medina Sharif is in the seven skies. One time, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came and he told Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam, this is Abu Zar, isn't it? And so Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, how do you know? You are a farishta angel, you live in the heavens. How you know the citizens of Medina Sharif? Said, he is more famous to us than what is famous to you people. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked, for what reason? He said, لِسِغْرِهِ فِي نَفْسِهِ. He is so humble in himself, the humility. And the other is, لِكَثْرَةِ تِلَاوَتِهِ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. أو كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ. You should read in abundance the surah, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. So that is where we must have fame by Allah, by the malaika. And there are so many people who are the sahaba, all how they sacrificed. And the great men of Islam, the awliya, the ulama, fuqaha, muhaddithin, mufassirin, what great men. And till today, there are these people who are, for the sake of Islam, what are they not sacrificing? Nishan-e Nabi hai, ye Masjid-e Quba ki. Masjid-e Quba, we should also visit, but not just like a touring there, but we should realize there is a sign of our Nabi, alayhi salatu wasalam. His first place he stopped was there, in Quba, and they built the Masjid. Hey Qandil-e Taiba, Nabi ki ziya ki. It is the light of Medina Sharif, from the lights of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. From here the path was paved and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam went further on to Medina Sharif. Medina ke diwar wadar dekhte hai ajab hal qalb jigar dekhte hai. When we see the doors and the walls and the doors of the houses of Medina Sharif, we find our hearts in a very ajeeb condition. How we long for that time. May Allah bless us with that. That love is there, as we will read inshallah in the other kitab, that one is a love that we understand, a sort of a mental love, that we have to love Medina. And one is, and that we are responsible for, that from Medina Islam spread, it's a resting place of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is the headquarters of the entire universe, Allah made it. And one is a love from the heart. Just you can't help it, you just love. And that is only from Allah Ta'ala. May Allah bless us with that also. And for us it is sufficient if we just love Medina Sharif and all the things of deen mentally. But if a person is blessed with that love from the heart, then that is a gift from Allah Ta'ala. And that makes a world of difference. Ye maskan hai shah Medina ka akhtar. Hazrat says, this is the place of the city of the king of Medina. The king of the two worlds. Sayyidul Kawnain sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Falak busa zan hai yaha ki zameen par. The skies, it is as though they are kissing the ground of Medina. Skies are high, and who is high is high. But the ground of Medina, and why not when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is present there. Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Usman, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. all the other great Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and we are that fortunate ummah that Allah has given us these two great, great cities. May we make qadr, and one of the qadr is that we are not there now, but our hearts must be there. And that we must gauge how much du'as we make. Do we think of Medina Sharif, Makkah Sharif, the hajis that are going, even family members are gone still, do we think or we still not thinking? Our hearts, may Allah put our hearts there, and may Allah take us also over and over, and may Allah make it finally our resting place also. Jannatul Baqi, may Allah make it our resting place also, inshallah. The next story in Ma'arif-e-Mathnawi, the Sharah of the Mathnawi of Maulana Rum, Rahmatullah Ali, which our Shaykh had written. Sharah means commentary. Hikayat Hazrat Sultan Shah Ibrahim Ibn Adham, Rahmatullah Ali. The story, the instance of Hazrat Sultan Shah Ibrahim Ibn Adham, Rahmatullah Ali. Ishq-e Hakiki ne unse Sultanate Balkh chura kar 10 baras tak bahalate jazb غار نیشاپور میں مشغول عبادت رکھا اور باطنی سلطنت سے نوازا. This is also that which Allah puts from inside a person, that love of Allah which Allah blesses a person with. So he was blessed with that. This real love of Allah Ta'ala made the king of the great country of Balkh. It was one country at that time called Balkh. He left all his kingdom and everything, and in this condition that he was like a magnet draws you, he was pulled out of his king. The king left his palace and he left his kingdom, and in a cave of Neshapur, he was engaged in ibadat for 10 years, and he was blessed then with the inside light. Allah blessed him with that noor of inside. Dil ki sultanat achhi achhi ya ye hatir sultanat e Balkh. Is the kingdom of the heart more greater and better than the kingdom of the country of Balkh, which at one time Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah Ali, after he gave up everything, he was sewing his clothes, something near a river, a sea, whatever it was, and one of his ministers that was in his parliament before passed by, and he saw, oh, our king sitting here all alone, and he is mending his clothes himself. There he had a royal tailor, and he used to get new clothes every day, and he's mending his clothes, and with his rusted needle. A poor person, like a pauper he became now. So Allah made kashf to Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayh. He understood what this man is thinking. So he threw his needle in the water, and he ordered the fish to bring back his needle. Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayh says, 100,000 fish came up with golden needles. He said, no, I want my needle. One fish went and brought his rusted needle and gave it. Then he asked that minister, which kingdom is better? Was that kingdom better or this kingdom? So this is that if we also try and we strive for it, Allah doesn't deprive anyone. But a person must strive for it also. Haq Ta'ala tak wusool ke do tariqe hote hai. To reach Allah Ta'ala, Hazrat has explained here, there are two ways of reaching Allah Ta'ala. Jinke mutalliq Quran Kareem se istidlal pesh karta hoon. And I'm presenting the proofs of these two ways from the Quran Sharif. One is, Allahu yajtabi ilayhi man yasha. Allah jis banda ko chahta hai, apne taraf khinch leta hai. Which banda of Allah he wants, he pulls him to him. Then you got no choice. Allah just makes you his. And you just find a complete change in your life. And many people even in this time, who are so big sinners, but Allah pulled them. And they gave up all this time. And they were now truly and only for Allah Ta'ala. And till today also, and all along in the history, there were these people. And they are there today also. Is tariq ka naam tariq-e-jazb hai. The road, the aim of this road is the road of jazb, that you are pulled to Allah. And for that we must make dua, that Ya Allah, by your jazb, pull us towards you. That even if we don't want to, you just pull us out of our environment and everything. And when Allah is there for you, alaysa Allahu bikafin abda, is not Allah enough for his banda? Allah is sufficient. He will see to all your needs. And he will look after you. The second way, wa yahdi ilayhi man yunib. اور ہدایت دیتا ہے اس بندہ کو جو اللہ تعالی کی طرف رجوع و توجہ اختیار کرتا ہے. اینڈ اللہ گائیڈز اے پرسن ٹو ہم, دیٹ پرسن ہو ہیز دیٹ انکلینیشن, ہی وانٹس ٹو گو ٹو اللہ, دین اللہ گائیڈز ہم. ون از اللہ پولز یو اینڈ ون از یو وانٹ ٹو گو. There are just two roads to reach Allah Ta'ala. And when Allah pulls you, what to say? And you make effort, and Allah will also take you and make you His. Is tariq ka naam tariq suluk hai. That is what we are here for, suluk, the path to reach Allah Ta'ala. That we want to reach Allah. We are trying. And this is also such that when we try and we carry on, then even if we don't reach there and maut comes, Allah will put us at that final place. At the end, like a hafiz of Quran, he wants to become hafiz, he passes away, Allah will raise him with the huffaz, a haji, an alim, anyone who is trying, Allah will raise them with them. Suluk pehle ikhtiyari hai. This suluk, walking and striving and going towards Allah, is in our choice. That if we want to, we can try, and we, like all are coming, we are sitting, we are making muzakara, we are discussing how can we reach there. And our heart's desire is there, how can we reach to Allah Ta'ala. And that is why we are coming here. Aur amr ghair ikhti, aur jazb amr ghair ikhtiyari hai. And just that Allah pulls you to Him, that is not in our choice. Like Nabuwat is not in the choice of a Nabi, whom Allah wants to, He makes His Nabi. Yeah, also who Allah wants to, He pulls to Him. And one is, yeah, we can make an effort. You can't make an effort to become a Nabi. That's out of the question. But yeah, to become a Wali of Allah, you can make the effort. And you make the effort and you move, Allah pulls you towards Him. Bas banda suluk ka mukallaf hai. We are responsible that we try and go towards Allah. We walk the road to Allah Ta'ala, which we are doing, we are trying, and we are responsible for that. Lekin aadatan, har sadiq ko bhi, uske mujahadat aur sila mein, min janibillah, jazb naseeb ho jata hai. But also, Hazrat says, that normally it is, that the person who wants to go to Allah, and Allah sees he's sincere and he's doing all his ma'mulats and everything, coming regular to majlis, we are doing our zikr regularly, everything we are doing, then also Allah pulls him now. Which comes in the Hadith Sharif, you come one hand span to me, I come in arm's length to you. You come in arm's length to me, I come two arm's length to you. You come walking to me, I come running to you. It doesn't mean physically, but it means how Allah then pulls. But it must be our desire. And sometimes Allah keeps a person in a condition for a long while also, then He pulls him again. Allah tests also, and as many people feel that way, that I'm not enjoying my ibadah before I should enjoy my zikr, my ibadah, I'm not getting that enjoyment. So Allah brings that condition also, and that is also to test us, to see whether we are sincerely we want to reach Allah, or we were just doing it for the enjoyment. So our work is just to carry on. And when Allah wishes to, and He knows His wisdom, He will pull us towards Him. کیوں کہ بغیر عنایت و یاری حق کے کسی کا کام نہیں بنتا. Because without the kindness of Allah and that love of Allah, no, nothing can be done. Hazrat says in one poem, فضل سے کام بنتا ہے اختر. Allah's fazl, when He, by that our work will be done. Fazl ka asra lagai hue hai. That we just are hoping, when will Allah make fazl on us? We want rain, we just hoping, when is that rain going to come? So this is that a person, who he must be in that always, waiting that, when that enjoyment, your namaz now is different, your tilawat is different, your zikr is different, you go in jamaat is different, your feelings, everything you just enjoy. And when you're doing it as a ritual, well that also, that is what we are responsible for. Many people complain that we're not enjoying, we don't have to enjoy. If you get the enjoyment, all the better. You want to reach a certain place, you have to see you go. If you get stuck, you catch a lift, you do something, you go. Or you have to take, they are working on the road, now you have to go on the side road, but you want to reach there. And if you are doing because you are enjoying the driving and the beautiful trees on the side, and lights on the side, and water, streams of water flowing, and you are doing it for that enjoyment, now it's not there, you won't want to go on. So if we want to reach Allah, no matter what the conditions come, we have to carry on. جذب اور سلوک ہر دو طریق بہرحال فضل ہی سے موصول الی المقصود اور مثمر للقرب ہوتے ہیں. In any case, both جذب and سلوک are the two paths, and both of them are only from the fazl of Allah. One is our choice, but that is also when Allah puts it a person. Otherwise, we tell somebody so much, it doesn't make sense to them. And one is, that is also Allah's fazl. And the other, where Allah just pulls you, you got no choice. What thing that is? May Allah grant us both. We start with suluk also, and may Allah take us, and make us jazb also. حتی اعلیٰ کی عنایت کا ایک ذرہ سایہ طاعت پر ناز کرنے والے کے ہزاروں کوششوں سے افضل ہے. The kindness of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah, when He pulls you towards Him, just one seed, one little speck of it, saaya itaat par naas karne wale ke hazaron koshishon se afzal hai. That is more better than those who are in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala and they are making naas, like boasting, not really boasting, but they are happy, we are in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. But that one just which Allah pulled you towards Him, that one subhanallah, you said like Allah, you are in contact with Allah, that is much more better than your whole life, all your namazes and your tahajjud and everything. That one, two rakats of namaz you made and you were in contact with Allah and you were enjoying that, and one is you did not have that enjoyment. That two rakats where they are. But there is another side of it also, which Hazrat Maulana Mona Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to explain, that when a person doesn't get enjoyment in his ibadat, but he carries on, that is more valuable. Because Allah Ta'ala sees that this person is not doing this for his nafs. He's getting no enjoyment, just my duty. He's fulfilling my command, in spite of the fact that he's not enjoying. One is, sometimes the time comes, you can wake up early for tahajjud, 3, half past 3 you are up, enjoying your tahajjud, your du'as also. One is, last 10-15 minutes you got up, you just made your 2-4 rakats, you managed, made a short du'a, but you just managed it. Or even you didn't get up for tahajjud, but fajr you made sure, and you made sure I make it with jamaat, because that I have to do. That is, and now you're not doing it for your nafs sake. You're doing it just for Allah's pleasure. So in one aspect, that is more superior. The other aspect, that when you're doing it with enjoyment, you know the feeling, you know what enjoyment you're getting, that is more superior. So there are two aspects of it. In this kitab, Tarbiyat-e Aashiqane Khuda, the questions people wrote to Hazrat and the answers. We were reading the letter of one Mufti Sahib and the replies of Hazrat. Further he says, کوشش و سعی کے باوجود کبھی غیر ضروری کلام خصوصاً آنے والوں سے ہو جاتا ہے. He says, sometimes in spite that I try, that I speak unnecessary things, especially when visitors come and visit me. Now you get into a conversation and we speak unnecessary things also. اور عدم تکلم میں غیر اخلاقی کیفیت کا احساس ہوتا ہے. And if I don't speak, then that looks like bad character, that you're just sitting like a snob and you're not talking or anything. جو تکلف تکلم فضول کا محرک ہوتا ہے. And then I force myself to speak, and then I speak unnecessary things. One is, like you are busy in your ibadat, in your work, you are carrying on. Now visitors came, now you have to ask them, how are you? Now, unnecessary question, how's the weather there, this, that. And if you don't speak, you are reading tasbih, etc., or you're doing your work, carrying on with your work, that looks like bad character. Now, what must I do in such a situation? Hazrat says, tasbih, haath mein rakhiye. Keep your tasbih in your hand, that I'm busy with tasbih. اور مختصر کلام پر اکتفا کافی ہے. And speak shortly. What is necessary? Speak. You don't have to become famous, you got very good character and that. You engage more your contact with Allah Ta'ala. And yeah, what is necessary, how are you, how's the family, how all those necessary things, friends come, family come, but all unnecessary, more unnecessary talking, a person should, which we stressed a lot in the hadith, that a person should not speak all unnecessary things. What are necessary things? That that you speak, and that is murawat, nice, good character, etc. But all unnecessary things, try and avoid that. And be more engaged in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. زمانہ طالب علمی اور حضرت مسیح الامت رحمت اللہ علیہ کے حیات مبارکہ میں اکثر بھی دوام تہجد اخیر شب میں پڑھتا رہا. اسے وائل آئی واز اے اسٹوڈنٹ اینڈ وائل آئی واز وتھ حضرت مولانا شاہ مسیح اللہ صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ, آئی واز ریگولر وتھ مائی تہجد ان دا مڈل آف دا نائٹ, دا ٹائم آف تہجد. اور بعد فراغت بھی, اینڈ آفٹر آئی کمپلیٹڈ مائی اسٹڈیز دین آلسو آئی واز ریگولر وتھ مائی تہجد. اب چند ایام سے اخیر شب میں نہیں اٹھ پا رہا ہوں, بٹ ناؤ سنس اے فیو ڈیز فیو منتھس ناؤ لیٹلی آئی فائنڈ آئی کانٹ گیٹ اپ ان دا لاسٹ پارٹ آف دا نائٹ, آئی ایم فائنڈنگ اٹ ناؤ ڈیفیکلٹ. الارم بھی لگاتا ہوں مگر نہ جانے کچھ دنوں سے کیا نشہ سا ہوتا ہے, الارم بند کر دیتا ہوں اور سوچتا ہوں ابھی اٹھوں گا, پھر آنکھ لگ جاتی ہے اور کبھی الارم بند کرنے کا بھی پتہ نہیں ہوتا. ایسا آئی پٹ دا الارم اینڈ دین اٹ رنگز, آئی پٹ اٹ آف اینڈ آئی تھنک آئی ویک اپ اینڈ آئی فال اسلیپ اگین, اینڈ سم ٹائمز آئی ڈونٹ ایون ریئلائز آئی پٹ آف دا الارم. دس ہیپنس ٹو ایوری ون, دیز ڈیز آلسو کم لائک دیٹ آن اے پرسن. سو حضرت اینڈ ہی از اے مفتی, ہی از ڈوئنگ ہز ورک آف دین, ہی از رائٹنگ فتواز, ہی از ٹیچنگ ایٹسٹرا. سو حضرت روڈ قبل نوم کو لازم کرے, پھر بعد میں شب اگر اب آسانی آنکھ کھل جاوے, میک اٹ کمپلسری فار یو ٹو ریڈ یور تہجد بفور یو گو ان سلیپ. آفٹر یو آر فنش وتھ یور عشاء فور رکعت فرض ٹو سنت, ریڈ یور تہجد ٹو فور رکعت ایٹ رکعت ہاؤ مچ یو وانٹ ٹو ریڈ, اینڈ اف یور آئیز اوپن وتھ ایز اینڈ کمفرٹ بیکاز یور ورک آف دین از مور امپورٹنٹ. اف یور آئیز اوپن ویل اینڈ گڈ, اف ناٹ یو میڈ یور تہجد وتھ ایز اینڈ کمفرٹ, how easy our mashayikh make it for us. جب خداوندی حب خداوندی و خوف خداوندی پہلے کی نسبت کم ہو گیا ہے, نہایت حسرت رہتی ہے کیا کروں. از دا سیم تھنگ اگین دیٹ بفور دا لو آف اللہ اینڈ دا فیئر آف اللہ واز کوائٹ اے بٹ, بٹ ناؤ آئی سی اٹس ناٹ دیٹ مچ. آئی ڈونٹ فیل دیٹ فیلنگ آف دیٹ لو آف اللہ, دا فیئر آف اللہ, اینڈ آئی فیل ویری سوری اباؤٹ دس, واٹ کوڈ آئی ڈو. یہ حضرت رائٹس مقصود اعمال ہے. The object is what Allah has commanded us to do, we do that. طبعی خوف اور طبعی محبت کے لیے صرف دعا کرتے رہے, اینڈ فار اے نیچرل لو اینڈ نیچرل فیئر آف اللہ کیپ آن میکنگ دعا دیٹ اللہ بلیس اس ود دیٹ آلسو, کہ نعمت ہے, اٹس اے گریٹ فیور آف اللہ. لیکن مقصود عقلی خوف اور عقلی محبت ہے. But what we are required to do, what we are responsible for, is a mental love of Allah. Allah created us. He's giving all. He gave us free eyes. What namats of Allah. Unbelievable, unimaginable namats Allah has given us. So we love Allah. But that natural love which comes from the heart, that is something else. And the fear also like that. Jo mani irtikabi maasi hai. And that natural fear of Allah, Allah is great, Allah is watching me. If I do this guna, a person who is caught regularly in certain guna, we should try and read the punishment of that guna. And when that time of that guna, think of that punishment. That one, like for example, a person who lies, his cheeks will be cut with a scissor of fire. And immediately it will come right, and this side will. So a person should think about. Person may ghibat, but nazri, that hot lid, melted lid will be poured in the eyes. A person should think of that, that will help him tremendously to save himself from these gunas. It's just like a person who goes and works, but you don't enjoy your work, but you need the wages end of the month. I have to do my work. You don't feel like getting up in the morning, but you have to go. You could do your work even without enjoyment. And one is a person who enjoys his work. That person, how? He doesn't feel it any strain or anything. He just enjoys doing his work. نظام الاوقات بعض دفعہ بوجہ سستی کے قائم نہیں رہتا, مؤخر ہو جاتا ہے اور اپنے محل سے ہٹنے کے بعد مزاداری نہیں رہتی. He says, my time table I've made for my day, this time to do this, this time to do that. Sometimes because of my laziness, I don't do what I have to do on its appointed time. And when it becomes late, and it moves from its place, then I don't enjoy it. Now I'm just rushing through it. One is you're making your awabin and you got on time, you're doing it. One day you decided, I have to go home or something. When you go home, now you're making it there. But now from the kitchen, the smell is coming off the food. Now your mind is in that. Now you're not enjoying, you're just rushing through your awabin. So Hazrat says, مُؤَخَّرْ هُنَي مَي مُزَائِكَ نَهِي نَاغَ نَا كَرَي. If it gets delayed, nothing wrong, but don't leave it out completely. That's one important point Hazrat has taught us. Even our tilawat of Quran Sharif, our zikr, sometimes it gets left out, it moves from its place. But don't leave it out completely. You are reading your 100-100, you are making your zikr. Sometimes for some reason you couldn't, make it 50-50. Make it 10-10, but don't leave it out. You read regularly one supara a day. For some reason you did not read at least quarter supara. But keep it. Don't leave it out completely. Then that will bring you back on track. If you leave it out, you'll go more out of track. بعض اوقات فتاوہ کے اس درجہ مصروفیت رہتی ہے کہ تلاوت قرآن کا معتب بھی موقع نہیں ملتا. Sometimes he says, I'm so busy answering istiftas, questions, fatwas I have to give, and I'm so busy in them that I don't get enough time to read sufficient Quran Sharif. جواب مختصر تلاوت بھی دین خدام کے لیے انشاءاللہ تعالی کافی ہے. Hazrat says that even reading a little bit for those who are engaged in the work of deen the whole day and important to teach people and give them the answers of fatwas to and teach the students, then even little bit tilawat is also sufficient for them. Like Hazrat Maulana Sheikh al-Hind Mahmood al-Hassan, when he completed everything, so he asked the Sheikh, Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatullah Ali, his ustad, now what must I do? He want to do more zikr, more ibadat, more. He says, now your perfection is in teaching. But that didn't appeal to him. Then when he went to Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, he asked him. He told him the same answer. Your perfection now is in teaching. When he came back here, then Shaykh Maulana Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatullah Ali told him that when wise people say you don't listen, when big people say then you listen. So deeni khidmat teaching is a great thing. And whether it's maktab, whether it's darul ulum, whatever, hips class, this is something very great and it takes a person very far. اور نہ اہل خانہ والدہ محترمہ اور ہمشیرگان کے ساتھ گفتگو و کلام جبکہ اہل خانہ کی شکایت بھی کرتے ہیں. And also it happens that my family, my mother, my sisters, my wife, etc. I don't get time and my wife complains also, you don't give us time, you are busy all the time, so what should I do about this? کچھ وقت نکال کر گھر والوں کا حق خندہ پیشانی سے ادا کریں. By take out some time and give time to the family also, even a little time, and talk nicely to them, like you will chat a little, do that also. Don't be so much engaged in your deeni work only. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam spread his work out. He had time for the family also, and the whole ummah he had to prepare till the day of Qiyamah. For that also he had time. So we shouldn't be so much engaged in our deeni work, in our ibadat, that we have no time for our family. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Kandelvi Rahmatullah Ali, and many of our Kabir, they are so busy. So Maulana Manzoor al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali from Lucknow, he was like a family member, not actual family but close. So through his wife, he inquired from Maulana Yusuf's wife, does he give you time, or he's all the time busy with people, mashura, sending jamaats, going in jamaat all the time. So she said, no, we don't really, but I'm very happy with what he's doing. So in that case, no problem. If the wife is also so happy and she also allows it, no problem, you carry on then. Otherwise, they should try and inform them, they were so good friends, that our friend mustn't be neglecting this aspect of deen also. So they thought of that also, and that is also very necessary between us. Any one of our friend, we feel perhaps he's not doing this, he's not doing that, in a nice way, we should try and tell him, this is also important, this you're not doing. Somebody leaving out nafils all the time, leaving out perhaps even sunnat muakkada or anything else, we should try and inform one another. Very important, that our akabir wa. And nobody felt hurt and upset about it. And you tell a person, and that both are sincere, he'll tell you jazakallah. He'll appreciate that you told him. In this kitab, Kashkole Ma'arifat, we read about how important knowledge, what the great virtue is of knowledge, and we also, Hazrat explained, Jazahumullah Khair, that even if you're doing one sabak a day, something you are doing, you will be counted amongst the ulama. Even you reading a kitab every day, doing ta'aleem every day, whether in the masjid, at home, you will be counted with the ulama on the day. How easy isn't it made for the whole ummah to be counted amongst these people? But at the same time, also we must remember, ilm has got great fazilat also. But we will be also asked, ma amilta fima alimta, what did you practice in that which you knew? How much did you practice on it? Further, Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ اے پیغمبر صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, آپ ان سے کہیے کہ علم والے اور جہل والے کہیں برابر ہوتے ہیں؟ That Allah said, ask the question, that O Nabi صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, say to the people, can the people of knowledge and the people without knowledge, can the two ever be equal? Naturally the people with knowledge are much more superior. عالم سے مراد با عمل عالم ہے. And yeah, what is meant by an عالم is a عالم who makes عمل also. Not only, otherwise the Quran has compared a عامل who does not make عالم who does not make عمل with a donkey, an ass. That books are just on his back and he thinks that he's somebody big, but he's nothing. In fact, he doesn't even know what's on my back. Whether there are bags of stones on there, bags of rubies and diamonds on him, or whether there's kitabs, he doesn't even know. So if we are not practicing, the Quran has called, likened us, like the Jews, like ass, like a donkey. They were like that, that they did not make amal on what they learned. جیسا کہ ملا علی قاری رحمت اللہ علی نے لکھا ہے کہ اللہ کا ہر نافرمان جاہل ہے. ملا علی قاری رحمت اللہ علی said, every person who is disobedient to Allah is a jahil. So even if your name is Maulana so and so, but you are breaking the laws of Allah continuously, one way, made mistakes everyone makes. But this, and even openly, flagrantly, breaking the laws of Allah Ta'ala, that is not an alim, he is a jahil. جو علم سبب عمل نہ ہو وہ شریعت میں علم نہیں. And that علم which is not the cause of عمل, doesn't bring عمل in a person's life according to deen and shariat, that is not called علم. That is darkness. Which Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali had explained that knowledge, deen-y knowledge, if a person acquires it properly, and that comes when you learn it with adab and with love and in the correct way, respect of the ustads, the kitab, that brings you on to amal. And then from amal, that brings you to the consciousness of Allah Ta'ala. And that consciousness of Allah Ta'ala will save you from gunas. And you will practice upon the commands of Allah Ta'ala. But if that ilm does not bring amal, then it's not light. Al-ilmu nurun. Then that is not that knowledge that brings you on to amal. From this we can also understand those people who are trying to prove that mathematics, science, geography, all these things is also ilm. On what amal it brings you. If you study mathematics, then what, which tahajjud you going to read, or you going to get up for fajr, or you going to not miss your isha with jamaat, or what? You study geography, which amal? So that is not ilm. And that infects you, in fact takes you away from all these amal. And this amal, or this ilm of deen, if that also, that means your niyat was not correct, something is wrong, and it does not bring you on to amal. جو علم حتی اعلیٰ تک نہ پہنچا دے وہ جہالت ہے. That knowledge which does not let you reach till Allah, the consciousness of Allah, that is ignorance, it is not knowledge. مولانا رومی رحمت اللہ علی فرماتے ہیں, مولانا روم رحمت اللہ علی says, علم وہ ہے جو عمل کا راستہ کھول دے. Knowledge is that is the key and it opens the doors of عمل. اور راہ وہ ہے جو حق تعالی تک پہنچا دے. And the road which it opens is the road that will take you to reach Allah تبارک و تعالی. You will get the معرفہ, the recognition of Allah تعالی, and that will make you more stronger in your اعمال. حضرت قتادہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ کا ارشاد ہے. حضرت قتادہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ says, ہر وہ شخص جو اللہ کی نافرمانی کرے وہ جاہل ہے. Every person who disobeys the commands of Allah is a jahil. Sahaba ikram Ridwanullah Alim Ajma'in ka is par ijma' hai. And the consensus of the Sahaba is on this, that a person who does not make amal, that person is a jahil, he is not an alim. Alim is that person who makes amal. May Allah give us this true light of knowledge, and let us become also such ulama, that those who are practicing, they are in the eyes of Allah, they are the alims. May Allah bless us with that reality, inshallah.
دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. قرآن ارض کو گردش میں یوں زیر فلک رکھا کس نے, سورج چاند ستاروں میں یہ نور چمک رکھا کس نے, لیلہ کے فانی چہرے پر ایسا نمک رکھا کس نے, خالق حسن کی ہر لحظہ ہے, خالق حسن کی ہر لحظہ ہے شان نئی, سبحان اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. کیا کیجئے لبریز جب ان کی الفت کا پیمانہ ہو, عقل کی زنجیروں کو توڑے عشق میں یوں دیوانہ ہو, غیروں کا کیا ذکر جب اپنے آپ سے ہی بیگانہ ہو, نشہ عشق الہی یارو نشہ عشق الہی یارو چیز ہی ایسی ہے واللہ الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. تاریخ اپنی عظمت کی لکھوائی رب کعبہ نے, جان لٹا کر دین کو زندہ رکھا ہمارے آبا نے, جنگ احد میں خون نبوت دیکھا جو ہی صحابہ نے, ایک دن میں دی ستر جانے ایک دن میں دی ستر جانے, ایسا پیارا ہے اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. عشق خدا کی آگ وہ پہلے سہنے دل میں لگاتے ہیں, جس سے معاصی کے وہ سارے خار و خس جل جاتے ہیں, پھر سالک کو آسانی سے منزل پر پہنچاتے ہیں, رب نے ایسا شیخ دیا ہے رب نے ایسا شیخ دیا ہے, سب کہہ دو ماشاء اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك، أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك، يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين، ويا ذا القوة المساكين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين. ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. فاعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن الماء البارد. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين، فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وذنب وعورة وخطيئة. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.